to your 30 on The Danny White Show. Because, yeah, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's Friday. It's time for Beer 30. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, which is a podcast you can enjoy on Google Play and iTunes and all the podcasting locations. And they're on all the social medias as well. Sports Meets Beer, bringing us beer in the studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I like beer.
Good. All right.
I like big beers and I cannot lie.
This looks like a big beer. Big and bold.
Yeah. So what we have today is we have a beer from Founders out of Michigan. This is called their Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
Perfect.
Goes well on a Friday morning.
Felt good, yeah, to bring it in here at the Beer 30 Hour. This Founders, we actually, we did some dark beers on the podcast recently, and we had our friend from Opie Radio and from the East Coast, Chef Guy, basically tell us that this is the best brewery in the country. We had some differing opinions, but this is wildly popular across the entire nation is kind of the point. Founders is, I mean.
Yeah.
And so this is their Kentucky Breakfast Stout. I don't know why it's considered a breakfast stout. Is it because of the grain bill in this, Ben? I mean, what can you sort of
It's probably steel-cut oats that they use. And that just gives you a really, really soft, velvety mouthfeel. So you're going to notice like it's really, really gentle and to the point of my first sip, because as always, a little sneaky sip.
Don't think I don't see it.
Yeah, I know. It's there's yeah. Well, I take my shirt off. I want everyone to see it.
I see all of it.
When you taste it, it doesn't have the viscosity. It's not there what you think it would be. It's much easier drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, it looks, you know, this is like, this reminds me of the age-old argument about Guinness, right? Everyone says, oh, I don't really like dark, heavy beers. Guinness is the exact opposite. It's such a light-bodied beer, has the same calories as skim milk, low alcohol. It's all those things, just has a dark presence to it. Mm-hmm. But in this case, same thing. You're getting, it looks very dark. It looks like it's going to be a very thick beer. It's going to be, you're going to have to chew it to drink it. And it's not the case. It's very light-bodied, and it finishes very clean.
So we'll go through the AATMF here. The appearance on this thing is black
dark as night, no light whatsoever.
The head on this thing has got a nice little espresso crema color to it. We did pour this out of a growler, it was only just a little bit ago that I poured it, but it's holding its carbonation pretty nicely. It smells the old aroma. What are we picking up here?
Aromatiques. This one you get, you get a lot of roasted malt, a little bit of chocolate sweetness, but really you get a lot of that like toasted, roasted malts, strong malt character, but it's not, the sweetness you get is from the chocolate, not from the malt. That makes sense.
Right. It pairs nicely. It's like when you're making caramel and the sugar starts to toast just a little bit.
Yep.
And you get the edges, or like if you're making like some kind of toffee, that's what it smells like to me. It's got you can definitely taste the toastiness with the, sort of the residual sugars in it. And it just gives it a really very holiday. I mean, that's kind of where we're at, but it gives it a very holiday nose to it. It's nice. And that's not what they set out to do, but that's what it makes me.
Right. And, you know, the weird thing about this is that, you know, most of these stouts like this, to me, is a definitely like a nighttime beverage. So the fact that it's called a breakfast stout is so intriguing.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, because of, like I mentioned before, because of the light body, you can drink this at any time of the day and not really.
Obviously.
I mean, yeah, it's going down at a pretty good clip here at 8:30 in the morning.
It was going down at 8:30. It's going at 8:32 here. It's probably going to go down at 8:34 as well.
Here's a little sneaky surprise. It's going to go down at 9 o'clock because there's more than one sample. Bing, bong, boom.
I love the carbonation level in this beer. I think it keeps it from being really cloying and overly rich. Really, really drives home that toastiness in it. It doesn't lose any of the chocolate.
The finish on this beer is, like I said, the mouthfeel before is soft, velvety, smooth. Finish is really, really drying, and it's one of those things where it dries it out just enough to where it wants you to, it's going to lead you back in for another sip.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What for you, Brad, what do you think? I mean, other than like, you know, obviously saying something decadent like a dessert, what would you pair with this? What would be a good food pairing to go with this?
Because of how dry it is, you could really go nicely with like a meatloaf with a mushroom gravy type deal. But you go something with really rich. You could, beef, even wild game will hold up really nicely to this, something like this.
I feel like a lot of these that we've had in the past, we always talk about the synthetic, there's like a synthetic flavor that is put in. I don't get that at all on this, like at all.
No.
Which is a pleasant surprise.
Well, it's a nice departure here, to your point, from the peanut butter stouts and the mocha stouts and the coffee porters and like all these dark beers.
I guess that's what I'm saying, is that it doesn't tell you that that's in it and it doesn't taste like it. It's not trying to tell you, guess what, I'm this kind of stout, except for breakfast, which is could be anything, you know?
It is the most important meal of the day, Danny.
You don't have to tell me.
No, this, if you're into dark beers, this is an absolute classic. I think, you know, if you see this on the shelf, you should definitely reach for it. Make sure you pour it into a glass.
It doesn't have any of the boozy burns of barrel-aged, and it's got all the richness that a stout would give you with great flavor.
Even as we're letting this, to your point, Ben, even as we're letting this warm up now, it's really gone from what is really a bittersweet chocolate or like a baker's chocolate to a much sweeter, nicer, mellow, you know, semi-sweet as opposed to the bittersweet. It's great. Yeah. It's really great. Thumbs up from me.
Thumbs up.
I already said thumbs up. Aren't you listening to me?
Oh, no.
No, even one of you guys never listen.
I've been tweeting this whole time.
We've been tweeting each other.
I was texting
Danny
Brad
slid into my DMs. It was weird.
Yeah. I just learned what that meant, I felt really good about it. All right, Founders Kentucky Breakfast Stout. You can check out this review and others online at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30 in their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play and iTunes. Gentlemen, thanks again for being here.
Cheers.
Thank you.